Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome to Morning Glory with the Apostle. Amen. Somebody give God worship. Somebody give God some praise right now. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We bless you right now, God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Most of all, Lord God, thank you for watching over us all night long. And now there ain't no hurt, harm, or danger befall us. We thank you right now, God. We love on you right now, God. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Amen. Welcome to another morning session with Morning Glory. Amen. We give God the first fruit of our morning. Amen. Which allows us to put God first before the day begins. Amen. How awesome it is when we give God the first fruit of our morning. Amen. That lets us know that he is the first thing on our mind this morning. Amen. Amen. I come to encourage this morning and tell you, amen. Amen. Be blessed this morning in the presence of God's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. This morning. Amen. It's an awesome morning to be able to give God glory. I want to help somebody this morning concerning that word glory. That word glory has three meanings. One of the meanings of glory. One of the meanings of glory is goodness, God's goodness. So when we talk of glory, God's glory, we're talking about God's goodness. That's one of the definitions for glory. So when we say, God, show me your glory, we could be saying, God, show me your goodness. And another definition for glory is presence. God, show me your presence. His presence is his glory. Just like his goodness is his glory. So is his presence. His presence is his glory. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his presence. Because it allows us to see his glory. So we thank God this morning for his presence. And then another definition for glory. We've seen his goodness. We've seen his presence. But the last definition for God's glory, and definitely not the least, is his praise. So when we say, God, show me your glory, show me your praise, and it's the praise that releases the glory. Come on here, somebody. That's why we should never stop praising him or boasting. Another word for glory is to boast in him. So when we boast in the Lord, we're showing God's glory. So that's why our testimony is so important, for they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Because our testimony show forth the glory of God. Somebody give God praise. Somebody worship him right now. Father, we thank you. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Show us your goodness, Lord. Show us your praise, Lord. Show us your presence. One thing that I've learned about God is this. is that he won't show his glory unless our heart is right. Our intention, we can't have no iniquity in our heart. Our motives got to be pure for God to show us his glory. And God got to be able to trust us to be able to show us his glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. As we worship and in loving on him this morning, we just should commit our way unto him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we commit our way unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because once we commit our way unto him, then we show him, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Come right quickly with me to Psalms. The Psalms 5. Psalms 5. And in verse 3 it says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Amen. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And will look up. So, child of God, this morning, amen, we are lifting our voice unto the Lord. And the psalmist says, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to direct our prayer unto him. Because how many know God ain't hearing every prayer? But he said the effective fervent prayers of the righteous shall availeth much. So we're thanking God that we're in a position because of him to be able to pray, to be able to lift our voice unto him. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Somebody worship him right now. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you the glory. Come on here, somebody. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you for your goodness. Your goodness is wrapped up in your glory. Thank you for your presence, because your presence is wrapped up in your glory. Come on here, somebody. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, show us your presence, Lord. Show us your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Show us your praise. That's what we need, Lord. That's what we want. That's what we come here for, God, because we love you so much. Come on here, somebody. Come on and love on him right now while you're in the glory. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him praise. Come on and bless his name. The Bible says, oh, bless his name, for the Lord is good. Come on here, somebody. Bless his name. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that it's in the Lord's glory that we are protected. It's in the Lord's glory that we get a chance to see him. But we got to want only him and not nothing else. Come on here, somebody. Yes, God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Help me right quickly to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Amen.
Psalm 63. And the word of the Lord says, 63:1. Psalm 63:1 says, O God, thou art my God. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. Come on here, somebody. This morning, is there anybody's soul is thirsting for God? And it said, my flesh longeth for thee. See, that's when you start seeking God early in the morning. And he said, in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. How many know when there's no presence of God, when the real word of God is not going forth, then there is a dry and thirsty place. Someone says, where there is no water, where there is no life. Amen. Well, God, this morning we thank you, God, for life and that more abundantly. Somebody begin to praise him and worship him. Amen. May your day be blessed. May your day be full of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your day be full of the word. May you go in the strength of the Lord. And may the Lord cause his face to shine up on you in his glory. Amen. I speak the blessings of God over you. And I rebuke and I bind any satanic activity this day from happening in your life. Amen. Lift your hands up to the Lord and thank him. Because if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen. Enjoy your day in the morning glory of the Lord. Peace and blessings unto you. Amen. Until the next morning with the glory, be blessed always. Shalom. In Hotep, Ashe, and may the wisdom of Petah bless you this day. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.